Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Chelsea Handler.
Tonight is night three of me hosting The Daily Show, and I wanted to try something different. So I'm sober. I'm open-minded enough to try anything once. We have a lot of exciting developments tonight, so let's get right into the headlines. Let's kick things off with news out of Congress today, where Republicans held a hearing about how social media silences conservatives. At least that's what they were trying to prove. The problem is, once Twitter executives started testifying, we found out that lots of complaints came from the big fat baby who used to be president.
Earlier, you testified about a 2019 tweet that was about President Trump. And I think it was from Ms. Teigen. What was the tweet about?
Please excuse my language, this is a direct quote, but Chrissy Teigen referred to Donald Trump as a pussy ass bitch.
Okay.
From my understanding, the White House reached out to ask that this tweet be removed. At that time, up to three insults were allowed, and so it was our job to determine how many insults were included within that phrase.
Twitter had to decide whether pussy ass bitch was one insult or three. It does beg the question, is Donald Trump a pussy and an ass and a bitch? Or is he just a bitch with pussy ass qualities? I love when I have to get philosophical. Interesting that Trump doesn't like being called a pussy ass bitch when those are his three favorite things. Either way, asking Twitter to take down a mean tweet about you is really a pussy ass bitch move. But that's enough about the old president. Let's move on to the new president, who also is very old. Last night was the State of the Union, Washington, D.C.'s biggest non-orgy event of the year. And I'm going to be honest, I have never watched the State of the Union before because I have a life. So I wasn't looking forward to it, but I'm glad I tuned in because it wasn't nearly as boring as I thought it would be. In fact, it's apparently got a bit of a UFC / junior high cafeteria vibe now. Even before the speech started, things started getting rowdy.
There were some tense moments at last night's State of the Union address. Cameras captured a heated exchange between embattled Congressman George Santos and Senator Mitt Romney.
One lip reader posted this account of how the exchange went down.
You ought to be embarrassed.
Yeah, sure.
You ought to be embarrassed.
I'm well.
You ought to be embarrassed.
How are you?
You ought to be embarrassed, huh? Son.
Sure,
you
got
me? That's your opinion.
Yes. Yes.
To go on the record tonight and say that I am sexually attracted to Mitt Romney. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last time. I don't even care that he's a Republican or a Mormon. In fact, since he's a Mormon, he'll be open to another wife, and if not, he's a Republican, so he'll be open to having an affair. Problem solved. Romney said doesn't sound too harsh, but remember, it's Mitt Romney. You ought to be embarrassed, son, is the Mormon equivalent of suck my f***ing d- you pussy-ass bitch. when Biden actually started talking, his Republican friends across the aisle were not having it.
Entering a House chamber now run by Republicans, President Biden extending his hand to the new Speaker Kevin McCarthy before confronting Republican heckling head on, tangling over the fate of Social Security and Medicare. The president taking aim at an idea floated by just a few Republicans.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
The comment drawing outrage and boos, including from GOP firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Republicans were acting like wild animals, and I liked it. Keep this up, you guys. You finally made a State of the Union watchable. Marjorie Taylor Greene stood up during this speech and screamed out, liar! And then George Santos stood up and is like, over here! What are we gonna do about Marjorie Taylor Greene? I mean, she's like one of those dogs that needs a big backyard to run outside and expend all of her energy, but instead, she's stuck living inside a one-bedroom apartment, slamming her head against the wall. When are they going to put this woman on Real Housewives of Atlanta? And to be fair, MTG wasn't the only one dressed like a lunatic last night. Look at the outfit Kyrsten Sinema chose to wear. She looks like she's going to a quinceañera as the piñata. For a more comprehensive look at the State of the Union, we go to Roy Wood Jr., who's in D.C.
What's this? Hello.
Hi, Roy. You were at the State of the Union. What did you think of Biden's speech?
Chelsea, it was amazing. I loved all the things the president said. Biden talked and he said some stuff and he talked a little bit. Back to you.
Well, wait, Roy. We just started. Like, what specifically did you like about the State of the Union?
Oh, well, you know, all of it, you know. Like the part where he talked about the union and the state it's in. You know, Russia, healthcare, eggs. He was talking. He said some stuff.
It sounds like you didn't actually watch the speech.
All right, fine. I didn't watch it, okay? I didn't watch the State of the Union. I went to a bar to watch LeBron James break the all-time scoring record in the NBA. That's where I was. I was at a bar. Pardon me for wanting to see history. How do you expect me to pay attention to a boring-ass speech? I don't care about Biden. That motherfucker can't even dunk.
Well, first off, you don't know that he can't dunk. And second, I'm sorry the game interfered with your job, but they can't move the State of the Union.
What do you mean they can't move the State of the Union? It ain't Christmas. It's just an old dude talking to a bunch of other old dudes. That can happen at any time. Biden should either have moved the speech back a week or just done the speech at the game. He could have fit the whole thing in during a timeout. Infrastructure good, gas prices low, police bad, but also good. Build back better on three. One, two, three. Build back better. That's all he had to do.
Well, Roy, I'm glad that you got to watch the Lakers win.
Oh, no. The Lakers lost. But in a way, isn't that a metaphor for America?
In what way?
I don't know. I was hoping you had something. But aren't you excited about this? You live in L.A. You must be hyped that LeBron broke the record.
Yeah, definitely, because now he has more points than the guy that had it before.
And you know who that is, right?
Yep. Of course I do. He's the tall black guy.
Okay, so you are a fan.
That's right. Roy Wood Jr., everybody! All right, when we come back, we'll find out why I'm ruining society. So go away.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is back. finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That I have made abundantly clear is that I do not want children. I say it on stage, I say it in interviews, it's the first thing I say to myself in the mirror when I wake up each morning, right before I tell myself, God, you're a dynamic woman. Kids don't respect me, and quite frankly, the feeling is mutual. Is there are millions of women just like me, but for some reason, every single one of us at some point in our lives is shamed by society for not wanting a baby. And that's what I want to talk about in tonight's installment of Long Story Short. And honestly, everywhere, motherhood is treated as a woman's central purpose in life, as if our destiny is to let a tiny stranger rip a hole through our Pikachu from the inside out. And then as soon as we turn 18, we're just supposed to sit back and wait for Nick Cannon to impregnate us? Infinite respect for moms, but motherhood is hard. It's so hard, it even broke Marie Kondo. Tidying up was her life's work. Then she has kids and was like, f*** it, living in squalor is fine. So it really shouldn't be surprising that some women aren't signing up. But many people aren't just surprised, they're horrified. Childless women are seen as unfulfilled, unhappy. Even the Pope has slammed us, saying that not having children is selfish. First of all, I am not going to take procreation advice from a guy who's never even penetrated anyone. Well, not that we know of, anyway. Crazy is that for some reason people feel entitled to tell you what a horrible person you are right to your face.
When people ask me, do you have children, and I say no, they always look at me then and say, oh, I'm sorry. As if like there's something like physically wrong with me.
I've had people break down in tears to me about the fact that me not having children is robbing them of something.
I've gotten everything from you're selfish for not wanting children. Your childhood must have been terrible if you don't want to have children.
Are you one of these career thirsty women that doesn't want children? Mm. And how could you deny your man the chance to have children? I wouldn't want to be with you.
Yes, because men are so upset every time they're denied a chance to have a child. Watch an episode of Maury Povich to see how excited men get to find out that they are the father. And it's bad enough when people judge your life choices, but apparently childless women aren't just harming themselves. We're actually destroying society.
You look at Kamala Harris, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it? We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too.
Maybe if you two weren't such boner killers, women would want to have more children. Make the country miserable. I love this country. It's where all of my things are. And I've got news for everyone. Instead of shaming childless women for what we're doing to the country, you should be thanking us. We are saving society. We are more likely to give our money to charity. We have a lower carbon footprint. We're the reason there are fewer screaming children on airplanes, in movie theaters, and restaurants. Every baby we don't give birth to is one less baby that could grow up to be the next Elon Musk. And guess how many children he has? 9. You better bring them all to Mars with you, buddy, okay? And when are you going to Mars? Go already! But these Fox News trolls are right about one thing. I am miserable. In fact, I was just scrolling through my Instagram feed the other day, realizing how miserable I am. I'm miserable on the beach. And then here I am miserable on the top of a mountain. And then here I am miserable scuba diving. And then I'm miserable again smoking a joint in a hot tub. Every day is truly a new circle of hell for me. The simple truth is that I'm not having a kid because I'm happier without them. And that's really not of anyone's concern but my own. Hate kids. I just don't want them. That's what's so great about nieces and nephews. I love being an aunt. I'm crushing that role. Guess who gave each one of them their first edible? This girl. Yeah. But hey, what do I know? I'm just an unfulfilled, lonely, miserable waste of 2 ovaries. So if you want to know the real issues with not having children, you need to talk to your OBGYN like I did. Take a look.
Oh, I bet you have been around the world a couple times. You're like a pussy GoPro. Oh.
Chelsea.
Hi.
Hi, great to meet you.
You too.
So I'm just going over your chart here. It says you don't plan on having any children.
No.
It actually says, quote, never ever, not even if me and Chris Hemsworth were the last 2 humans on Earth.
Yeah, I mean, if he and I hooked up, it would probably just be a bunch of butt play.
Okay, well, not having kids is a big decision, and you should know it's going to affect your body and your life in a major way.
What kind of ways, doctor?
Well, for starters, your body will never go through the trauma of childbirth. You'll have what the medical community calls beautiful, boisterous breasts and a very tight, tight little vagina.
That's funny because I've been hearing a lot about that from different people that I've been having casual sex with, giving me different kinds of compliments, and I thought it was just dirty talk.
No, that's a medical term. How much sleep do you get?
I mean, it varies, anywhere from 8 to 16 hours a night, you know, depending on what I get up to. If I go to, like, one of Leo's sex parties, I'll be up really, really late, and then I'll come home and I'll be starving, and then I'll have an entire pizza in my bed, and then I just finish myself off one more time and sleep like a baby. Is that normal?
Perfectly normal for someone with your condition.
Great. It's probably...
You have great muscle tone.
Thank you. It's probably because I have so much free time to work out after I'm sleeping.
Amen to that, sister.
Are we doing anything that is going to require me to be in a hospital gown today?
No. Now, I know all this information can be really overwhelming, which is why I am going to prescribe some recreational drugs. Here's a sample for you to take home.
Oh, my God, I love pills. Thank you.
Oh, and there's one more thing we should talk about. Ultrasound.
Oh, I didn't think I was getting an ultrasound today.
Ultrasound, the music festival, 3 days in the desert, Lizzo headlining. And I bet you can get there, because why? You don't have any kids at home to worry about.
Oh, my God, thank you. This is like the best doctor's appointment I've ever had.
You are so welcome. And you know what? Literally nothing is going to go wrong for you.
It was so nice to meet you.
It was a pleasure to meet you, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, by the way, you do have gonorrhea.
Thanks, Doc. Stay tuned, because when we come back, I'll be joined by the undisputed super featherweight champion of the world.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Professional boxer who just became the undisputed super featherweight champion. Please welcome Alicia Baumgartner.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to meet you. You're such a badass.
Badass.
You are.
Thank
Even
you.
Though I need you to break down a little bit for me because I'm not familiar with the term. So what does featherweight mean?
So I'm super featherweight, so that's 130. So
okay.
That is my fighting division that I became undisputed.
Okay, okay. I'm also 130. So I mean, we're in the same weight class at least. But had you ever fought at that weight before?
Yes, it's always been my weight class that I've dominated since I became world champion and yep.
So talk to me a little bit about, like, you know, the gender disparity in boxing, because obviously women, I mean, it is a new thing. You're hearing more and more about female boxers, but I would obviously guess that you've been around for a long time, female boxers, and they're just now getting some of the attention that they deserve.
Yes, very long time. I think it's important that women are just stepping on the platform and making a name for themselves. Yes. And you know, boxing is a male-dominated sport, but I don't look at it as a male-dominated sport. I look at it as a sport where I'm able to capitalize in and make a difference as a woman, and I'm truly blessed to be able to do that.
Yeah, you are. And so what is your training regimen like? I mean, what's your everyday situation? Break it down for me.
Yeah, so with a camp, it's very, very hard, but it's all rewarding. So we get up for a 5:30 run in the morning, a good 3 miles, and then we go to the gym. Depending on how many rounds we're sparring, we can do 8 rounds. Women fight 2 minutes, 10 rounds for championship fights. And then for our third workout, we do a recovery. So that could be a swim, that could be stretching, yoga. But it's very hard, but it's very rewarding. And I was well prepared for that fight.
It must take a lot of mental grit, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What are you thinking when you're beating the shit out of somebody in a boxing ring?
I'm like, I hope they feel that.
Yeah. So I have a question, because I know there's a lot of these, like, people who aren't really boxers, like influencers. I hate that word so much, influencers. It's so stupid. But, like, that are doing, you know, that are having boxing fights, like big promotional boxing fights, like Logan Paul, I know, is one of them. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, my thoughts are boxing is an entertainment sport, right? So when you're stepping into this sport, it's fun, but it's also serious that you have to go in there with a mind that people are risking their lives. So it's all fun and games, but you have to be a professional when you step in there. So I get it, but at the same time, we have to respect the sport and respect who you are when you're stepping into that ring and who you're fighting as well.
Yeah. And can I ask you what you did? Well, how do you celebrate after you win a boxing match like you did at Madison Square Garden this past weekend?
You know, honestly, this time my whole family got to come. I fought in London the last 3 fights. So my whole family was there. We got to celebrate and just really just mingle and just catch up. So that was my celebration.
But do you have alcohol? Get to details. Like, what are you into? Do you drink?
Yeah, I do. Actually,
yeah, okay.
I'll have a drink. A Moscow Mule is my go-to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like a Moscow Mule. Although we have to change that name now with the war. We need to call it something else. You know, I like that drink too, right. But I don't like ordering a Moscow Mule. But right. I would like to share a Moscow Mule with you.
All right.
Yeah. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you,
Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming and sitting down with us. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Not that you'll need it. Alicia Baumgartner, everyone.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge
Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's our show for tonight.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.